Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show. And thank you for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight, we're talking about the United Conference for Women. The United Conference for Women is a non-denominational, Christ-centered outreach ministry. Their purpose is to present the gospel of Jesus Christ so that women of all ages will come to know him as their Savior and Lord. Also, to use the Word of God to show women how he can be their daily strength for daily needs, no matter what their station in life. They believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, and they have yearly conferences which feature various speakers who can relate the Word of God to circumstances in a woman's life. That demonstrates how God can be a vital part of their lives. In addition to the speakers, they offer workshop sessions, counseling, singing, and teaching to effectively encourage those who attend. And I might add, I am an attendee. I have gone to several of the conferences, and I know that they are great. And anyone who is listening, if you would like to attend, the conference is next month. And we will be talking about that shortly. They're mainly held in the Midwestern states, but it's a Michigan-based organization, and they're self-supporting, and now they include women from several other states. The Lord has blessed them, and through it, he has touched and changed many women's lives, some of their friends and family members also. After the conference, in many cities, Bible classes are offered to those who want to be better equipped to know and do what they have been challenged to become. They're very excited about the developments, and they see the women who initiate them as partners and not competitors. And they praise God that their lives and families and entire communities are impacted and changed. They also have had added another addition to the women's conference, and it's called GLOW, and that means Girls Living on the Word. This group was started in order to invest in the lives of young ladies from 12 to 18, teaching them how to live a godly life on a daily basis, which I think is something that all teens need, not necessarily women, but, you know, we're working on the men as well. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I'm going to introduce my guests, and we'll talk about it. I'll be back.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know, if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
And now we're back, and I'd like to introduce my guest tonight. Ms. Verna Holly. Ms. Holly, are you there?
I am.
I'm sorry, Ms. Holly?
I'm here.
I can't hardly hear you. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. I got you now. So
right.
Can you tell us a little bit about who Ms. Verna Holly is?
Well, I was raised in Detroit. I took piano lessons since I was six, and so I graduated from Northern High School and went to Wayne State to major in music education. And so I taught in several elementary schools in Detroit until 1970, and then I had to move to Lansing because my husband's job moved there. And we at that time had three children who were were not teenagers yet. I think Mark was 12, Tim was 11, and Millie was 5. And so we moved to Lansing in 1970, and we've been there ever since. I started teaching elementary music in Lansing, and then the last part of my teaching career, I taught in junior high and high school at Sexton High School in Lansing. And then I retired in 1993.
Oh, wow. So you've been retired a while, but you haven't stopped working. You're still busy. Can you tell us how you became involved with the United Christian Conference?
Yes, I attended a fundraising banquet for Open Door Rescue Mission, which was here in Detroit. I think it still is here in Detroit. And someone was there attending the banquet and heard me play, and so they invited me to come to play for a group called Winning Women, which was meeting in Kalamazoo, I think. No, it was meeting in Canada, Sarnia, Canada. And so they invited me to come and play, and I was so excited about what they were talking about, how they related the scripture to a woman's life. And so I went back home, and the next year invited some of my friends to come to go with me. We did that for about 3 or 4 years, and then the last time they had so many people. They had 3,000 attendees that year, and some of our people registered too late. So my mother-in-law and some of my other friends at the church said, well, you can do your own. And then we said, no, we don't even know how to begin. And so that first year we had 75 people, and then the next year we had about 225, and it kept growing ever from then on. We would talk to people about it. We didn't do very much advertising, but we would do word of mouth, come with me, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to advertise it tonight.
All right.
So
great.
So you're saying that you were going to Canada for about 3 or 4 years?
Yes, it was a group called Winning Women, and not only did they meet in Canada, but they met here in the States. They were in Kalamazoo. Sometimes they were in Grand Rapids. They mainly stayed right here in Michigan. And they had speakers come in, and then they had workshops. And so we kind of patterned ours after that style.
So then you were on the ground floor.
Well, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But
and you guys
people,
have been. Go ahead.
The people who came along with us were friends, and we had grown up together in the church, and then some other churches like the church in Muskegon, church in Cleveland, several of our friends got together to put the United Conference for Women together.
So you guys had to do a lot of fundraisers for your venues, right?
Well, yes. At first, because we wanted to succeed, we kind of took our own money and put it to operating the conference. Mm-hmm.
So that was 1976 that you guys
yes.
started?
Yes, that was our first year. Mm-hmm.
And so yeah. Now, 40-something years later, you are still involved in it. So what is your position now? Do you still play?
Yes, I still play. I don't speak, but except maybe to just greet an opening greeting or at the end thanking people for coming, that kind of thing. But I still play. This year I'm having someone else will probably be helping with the playing as well.
Okay, well, you guys are going to have to venture out a little more because I have a faithful listener who, as a matter of fact, she's online now, and she's from Texas, and she doesn't know anything about you guys.
Hmm. Well, so, we have a brochure, so I could send her a brochure. Or she can go online. We're online on the website. We have a website, ucfw.com.
That's ucfw.com.
Dot com. Mm-hmm.
So if anyone wants some information.
Right. UCFW.com. Mm-hmm. And it
okay.
talks about what the workshops are, talks about who the speakers are, talks about the GLOW, the teen part of it. Mm-hmm.
And I would like to encourage my listeners who are listening online to press the 1 in order to make a comment or to ask a question. I know I have one person who said that they would be attending this year. They said they go every year, and as a matter of fact, it's someone from my church, and she and a couple more will be attending.
Great.
Yes. So what do you think about that?
I think it's great. Wonderful. We'll look forward to meeting them again.
Yes. We have a lot that go every single year. I think your venue this time, though, is excellent, especially for the girls. Kalahari Resort.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we had in mind of maybe people wanted to bring families, and so, you know, it's just not for the women. The women come to the sessions, and then the families can enjoy the venue that Kalahari presents.
I think it's a very nice thing that you're doing, especially because the amount is really nice, especially if you're bringing, you know, children. So
right.
I don't know if you want to put that out there or what, but
well,
I think
that was
that's
the
really
idea.
Economical.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the idea. It would be economical and would be something that families could participate in.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do right now is go to a commercial. And we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk some more about
okay.
the women's conference.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning. Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butcher's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
And we're back, and I see that we have a question. So is this Ms. Payne?
Yes,
you're on
is.
The air with Ms. Holly.
And hi. This is how
you're
doing.
I'm fine.
I'm in trouble. Anyway, I'm so glad to hear. I was so excited to get you on, Sister Holly. Jenny, I'd like to tell you. You didn't tell her how long you've been married. You didn't tell her that.
How long I've been married?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
You're not going to say it.
My husband and I have been married for 60 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
wonderful.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. You know, one thing I'm excited about when they did start the Women's Conference, the Women's United Conference for Women, it was a problem. I remember my mother, who was very, very sensitive, and she still is, but praise the Lord. But she and another one of the members of the United Conference for Women officials, years ago when they were, you know, we were so young, here at Smith Creek Camp, and they were talking, and they both were talking about the problems that they had with each other, you know, as Christian women and the marriage and things of that nature. That's the late Ruby Dow. And they were talking. That, you remember Ruby, yeah. Mama and Ruby were talking. And for them, for a long time, they didn't see each other for years. And then we would start going with Brother Anderson to, you know, he ministered all over to the prisons, to the youth home and things like that. And we would always tell her, we'd go on with Ruby, And my mother said, who's Ruby? She had forgotten all about it, you know. And then this one time, my mother said she was going to go with us. We were going over to Ruby's house. And when my mother got there, she was sitting on the couch, and Ruby came out. And she says, hi, Kitty, after almost 20-something years. Hi, Kitty. And my mother says, Ruby. So, you know, to me, the conference is for women to get together, to share their problems, to look into scripture, to find out the dynamics that God has laid out for our victory in the Word. And this is what the conference started to give a lot of women. It started to grow, and it's still growing. And now they're including, we have so many problems within the Black community, especially among women, dealing with the problems. And this is what they try to zero in on, dealing with the problems and showing you how you can be victorious in your life as a, I cannot say this, as a Black woman in a world that it seems like it's, you know, and now they're looking at the young girls to also help them through this trying time of their life, through the preteens and things of that nature, which is really needed, you know. And this is what's so exciting about Sister Holly and the group that started, and they have continued it all of these years, through the ups and downs, but they have continued. And that's something the Bible tells us we're supposed to endure and to demonstrate the victory that he has already given us. And I think this is what the conference does, especially for the Black woman. I thought I wanted to say that, Sister Holly.
All
thanks
right,
so
well,
much
thank you.
For accepting the invitation. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Love you.
Thank you for that comment, Ms. Payne. Did you want to respond, Ms. Holly?
Well, we have the workshops, and the list, when she mentioned some of the things that that our people are having trouble with, and really it's not just our people, it's all families. So we use workshop titles that address some of the solutions that the scripture offers. And so our workshops this year are Through Heartache and Pain, Job Loss and Financial Instabilities, When Your Children Go AWOL, When Death Knocks at Your Front Door, When Overcome by Comparisons, When Hope Has Flown the Coop, When All Hell Breaks Loose, and When the Thrill Is Gone. So those are issues that families deal with, whether individually or as a group, as a family group. And so that's what we present this year.
Those sound really good. When all hell breaks loose, and
mm-hmm.
trust and believe, it's going to break loose sooner
mm-hmm.
or later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I see here
yes.
You have Bible studies that now, are these classes offered after the conferences?
Each group, each city has its kind of like its own Bible studies. We used to do what was called an afterglow, which was like those people that had come to the conference, then they get together after they get home, a couple weeks or a month after they get home, and they talk about some of the things that were discussed at the conference. So it's individuals. We don't specify that you have to do that, but many of the women who come do those kinds of gatherings. Mm-hmm.
You know what we were doing when my church would go after each session that evening, we would all get together in one room and we would have our discussions then.
Mm.
That's how
mm-hmm.
we do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, each group does it differently, you know, whatever
right.
fits your the people that come. Mm-hmm.
But I see you have a lot of resources. You have the counseling and devotions and family and marriage and ministries and training. And how does that work? Because you can't have, are these some of the sessions or no?
Some of the sessions are the ones that I just read
that you
off.
Quoted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
Through Heartache and Pain.
Right. The personal mm-hmm. devotion, what does that, how does that work?
Getting to study your Bible every day and praying every day, that's what that's all about. And just becoming acquainted with what the scripture is all about.
Okay, suppose you don't understand what you're reading.
Well,
is there someone in your organization that can be called?
Yes, we don't really. It's according to where, like the people in Detroit, they know who to call. The ones that are in Lansing, it would be a different group of people. So it depends on who you know, I guess, and who invited you to come to the conference. It's that kind of plan. We don't say you've got to do this.
Right.
It certainly is helpful, mm-hmm. and it helps in the person's growth as a believer, as a Christian.
Well, I remember you had one year a person and his wife that did marriage counseling, and he used a puppet.
Oh,
and I think he was from Chicago. Do you remember that?
Yes. His name is Don Rackett. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still doing that?
I believe so. He usually does. He comes to what is called the men's conference in March, and so I believe he still does, you know, those workshops. Yes.
So the men's conference is separate from you guys.
Yes. Mhm.
So how do you advertise? I mean, do they advertise?
Well, we usually put it in the back of the program booklet that you get when you come to the conference, and we list the dates of all the ones that we know about. Mhm.
So do they have something like GLOW for the young males? I think that would be excellent.
I don't think so. No, they don't. Mm-mm. It's just for the older, well, I don't know if that's the right word, the men who are adults.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't have one for the teens yet.
I think that would be something that they could look into, so they could treat young men how to treat young ladies.
Yes.
I think that would be a big help,
mm-hmm,
if they
mm-hmm.
decided to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. I will pass that on.
Yes, do that.
People who put that together.
Right. And I
back to the...
Mm-hmm,
back
ahead.
To the encouraging the women to study, we ask them to connect with other people who they meet at the conference, you know, to give them help in understanding what the Word of God is talking about. Mm-hmm. So
wonderful.
That's what we do, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a break right now, and... we'll be back.
All right.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. 1 in 3 women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're back with my guest, Ms. Verna Holly, who was on the ground floor when the United Conference for Women was created. And Ms. Holly, I'd like to ask you now, I see that there's a list of categories and you have links to, and one is counseling help. So all the person has to do is go to your website and click on that, and they can get help?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have, there are younger people who are technology wise, and so they put some of this together. And so that's the purpose. Well, the purpose for it is to reinforce what our theme is, daily strength for daily needs. One of our speakers used to sing a little song that was very popular in some of the black churches, and the words were, God's word will never pass away. And it doesn't matter what the people say, God's word will never pass away. And so we encourage people to get to study their Bible, to at least read it and find out what it's all about, to give them that daily strength for daily needs that they need. And we also encourage them to pray each day.
So
they
do
can
you
come
have... Go ahead.
They can come to the conference and hear what needs to be done in their lives, but they must follow through with reading and getting acquainted with what the scripture is talking about and how each person should operate in their lives.
So do you have people that may or be online if someone wanted to pray, say they needed some help in a particular area of their lives?
Area?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you do have that information there that someone they can call?
The telephone number is also in the brochure, and that is 248. Hold on a minute.
While you're looking for the number, I'd like to encourage my listeners, if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, you may press the 1 and you will be on live with Miss Holly.
I think it's 248-424-7344. And if that doesn't work, then, you know, they can still get online or the ucfw.com.
Right.
It should be on there, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If not, if it's not 248-424-7344, whoever needs prayer, you may go to the website, ucfw.com.
Yes, and then if they would like to write, that number is United Conference for Women, P.O. Box 3894, Southfield, Michigan, 48037.
Okay, can you give that information again, please?
Sure. United Conference for Women, Post Office Box 3894, Southfield, Michigan, 48037.
Okay. So I hope some of my listeners will call in if they need prayer. Sometimes, well, we all need it all the time.
Yes.
But I see you have a list here. You have family, personal devotion, the church becoming engaged as salt and light in the culture and communities, counseling
mm-hmm.
help, opportunities for connections to ministries. Okay, how does that work, opportunities for connection to ministries?
Sometimes we get calls about inviting speakers to come to various functions. For instance, I'm involved with another, with a camp, and they will ask me for recommendations for speakers. So I will, you know, recommend the ones that we have had that have, where the people responded to them, you know, very positively, then that's how that works.
So you are a good resource. Okay. And I see you have training for pastors and lay leaders. How does that one work?
They observe, you know, other women whose husbands are in ministry, and then they, you know, learn from them, observing.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand. You said they observe women whose husbands are pastors?
Yes, or whose husbands are pastors or deacons or, you know, that part of their life in the church.
Okay, what do they do? You said they observe them?
Yes, observe their lifestyle and, you know, get suggestions from them, how they do in their families. So it leads them to a disciplined life.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Is that something like... I'm not sure about this because I'm not really a big sports fan, but when a young man has been gotten to be a national, say, football person, somebody else who knows a lot more in sports than I do, but I'm thinking that I heard someone say that they have people that go to the families to teach them how they behave. I guess it's somewhat just like what you were saying about, you know, they go and kind of watch the women and help them out in what they're doing. But I think they have someone that goes to the families of these young men who will now be millionaires and try to assist them.
Yeah, I think it like mentorship. It would be like mentoring. Yes.
I'm not sure about that. You probably could ask your husband. I'm sure he might know. But yeah, I think they do something like that. I think I overheard someone say that years ago, that that's something that they do. But I know with my church, they do almost the same thing, because if a person is chosen to be a deacon, then they have to go out and they assist, you know, with the families and things like that. So, you know, every now and then we need help.
Yes. Well,
there's nothing wrong with asking for it either.
Well, we still, you know, stress, get your life right.
Right.
The woman must do that for herself. Get the daily strength that you need for daily needs. That's very, very important. And usually if you can get that part right, then it affects the people who are in your family.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you have the Bible that's online. Is there some way they could download it?
I'm not aware of that. I don't know.
Okay. And they have Bible reading plans and related studies?
Yes, well, we do that in our bookstore at the for the weekend, for the conference weekend.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And you have many, many more items to sell on that weekend.
Yes, that's true. Books that are written to help you in your study, in your life, what you do in your jobs, wherever you are involved. We try to include literature that will encourage you and help you to be a better person.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like your resources here. Matter of fact, I love the conference as well. And I know one of your speakers, Judge Shannon Holmes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, right. I know Judge Shannon Holmes. I had when I had the teenagers debutante.
Mm-hmm.
She was my keynote speaker. Yes.
I see. Oh, yeah.
And her grandchild and I share a birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool. That's the only time I don't mind being involved with a judge. Other than that, I don't want any part of it.
Right.
No part of them. So,
well, the other speaker that we have is Jody Matthews. She's also from Detroit.
Okay.
And then the Danita Harris is a news reporter in a station in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
And then the speaker for the teens is Mahogany Jones, and she's also from Detroit.
Okay. So you have a lot of Detroiters. All right.
Yes, yes. each one of them.
We will be well represented.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, but we're gonna have to come out of our box. I'm sorry.
You're gonna what?
We gotta come out of our box. We have to invite other people from different locales.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, we have people from sometimes from New York, sometimes from as far away as California. You know, it's not just for the people who live in Detroit, but
right.
It's for anyone who wants to come. We have people from Indiana. In fact, sometimes we have a speaker who comes from Indiana. It's not just for Michiganders. It's for anyone who, is interested. Yeah.
And I see that it's non-denominational, which is great. We're not leaving anybody out.
Right, right, mm-hmm. Right. So we are trying to strengthen women's roles in the local church, you know, not just the people who are right at the ground level. Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it true that that's most of the people that you have in the church are women?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's, we do need daily strength for daily living, that's for sure.
That's right, that's right. Even more so today than it was when we started 40-something years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. Times, they have changed.
Yes, very much so.
So I'm going to take another break, and we'll come back.
Okay.
Come out. Looks like referee is calling a commercial timeout, so we'll be right back with the Marriage Playbook. Thank you.
be right back after these messages.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones & Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have served the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects. Please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
Magnify his name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify his name.
It shouldn't be as hard to find a graphic designer with great customer skills, over 20 years of experience at an affordable price. Accent On Design by Luz offers you personable service with great attention to detail. Find me on Facebook at Accent On Design by Luz. Email aodbyluz@gmail.com or call 267-753-5936. If you can imagine it, I can help you create it.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, Ms. Holly, we're back.
All right.
And I'd like to thank you for being my guest this evening. And I'd like to ask my listeners if they would like to ask you a question or make a comment. They can press the 1 on their phones, and they will be streaming live with Ms. Verna Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This United Conference for Women has been going on since 1976. That's a long time. That's a mighty long time. And it's still
yes,
going.
Yes, I agree.
And yes. that's the key thing. It's still mm-hmm. going. That means a lot. And I know
That's why we our title or our theme this year is Keep It Moving.
Yes,
that's
Keep
the
It
name
Moving.
Of a...
But now you're training the young ladies to come
yes.
up
mm-hmm.
and they can keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's for a lifetime, so we're trying to, you know, pass it on. In fact, that's one of the things that the scripture talks to us about, passing it on to the next generation.
Right. And that's what we try to do. I think when we have our family reunions, but they kind of peter out sometimes when the adults are no longer
right.
involved. I don't know
right.
how why that happens, but I see you have another question. And
okay.
this is from Terry from Texas. Hi, Miss Terry.
Hi, Jenny White. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I have enjoyed the show listening to Miss Holly. And I just had one comment. It seems that we've used the slogan, the children are our future, and we throw it around, but to actually hear it manifest in what you do, I just admire that. So thank you for preparing our generations coming into being the women that they need to be. It takes a village, and you just have to hopefully catch them early because it's easier
mm-hmm.
to teach habits than to change habits. And I just want to thank you for all that you do. It's an amazing program. And, yeah, I'm in Texas, so I hadn't heard about it.
Oh,
but it
okay.
just seems like it is so very beneficial. So thank
all
you
right.
for all that you do. And
well,
thank you,
welcome.
Jenny White, for getting the word out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms.
Carrie,
for calling. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Holly, would you like to respond to that?
I appreciate the call, and we are certainly concerned about our young people. And so we realize that God has no grandchildren, so it's up to
us to pass it on
to the next generation, and they must in turn pass it on to them. The other thing is that they need to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, and sometimes it's the parent who does that, and sometimes it's the people who are in their church, but somebody must speak to them about knowing Jesus Christ as their Savior. They must be models for them. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's one of the things that the conference tries to do. And we have this next generation who is coming alongside the group who puts it together. And so they are stepping up to the plate and moving right along with this conference.
Well, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take one last break because I cannot believe this time has gone by so quickly. And when we come back, would you like to give us your last words that you would like for us to hold on to since you've been here, something to leave with us? I'll be right back.
All right. Okay.
57 South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
I'd like to say, Ms. Holly, I do appreciate you for being my guest tonight, and I learn a lot from just you talking. I think that organization is a great organization, and I know that when we go, we always have a great time, and we come back talking
wonderful.
About it.
Okay.
So you have excellent speakers and all of that. So I know how that is. And I'd like to tell my listeners, I appreciate them for calling in. Even though you didn't call to ask a question or make a comment, that's fine. But you did call, and I appreciate that. So, Ms. Holly, what do you want to leave us with?
Well, some of the themes that we have used in the past for our conferences, it continues to remind each of us that our hope is to be found in Jesus Christ alone.
Yeah.
For such a time as this, God has written to us that this is the way and that we should walk in it. And we should learn to, operate to learn, love, and live the Word in order to find spiritual stability for our days and transform ourselves with the prayer, Lord, change me.
Very good.
And we,
very good.
Yes. We hope that you will make the words of a familiar hymn, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me, every day.
Okay.
Those are my words. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And to my people that are listening, you have been listening to Ms. Verna Holly, who is one of the groundbreakers for the United Conference for Women. I hope that you had a good listen, and I hope that you learned something. And more importantly, I pray that you will come to the conference. Ms. Holly, did you tell them when it was?
The conference is October the 13th through the 15th this year, and deadline for registering is really coming up fast. It is the 30th of September, so that's when we need to let the people at Kalahari know exactly if you're coming or not. So
right.
We would love to see you there, and bring your daughter, bring your mother, bring your sister, bring your aunt, bring your friends. You don't want to miss this wonderful weekend of fellowship. So
okay.
It's the 13th of October through the 15th.
Thank you. And I'd like to say thanks again to my guests, to my listeners, and good night.
Good night.